Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Fighting hasn't stopped for a week in Aleppo, Syria. Mark Lewis with the EFCA's Touch Global says with more and more refugees, an evangelical free church in Lebanon is overwhelmed. But this church sees only opportunity to reach people, maybe even an entire people.
Our hope is that the gospel would take root, and then as people would head back to their homes, there would be this sending out of the gospel from the refugee camps back into the country, and that might prayerfully would stimulate a movement of the church.
Our website has prayer tips and ways you can give. Next, it's great hearing Jonah stories where an entire Nineveh repents and turns to God. But what happens when only a few people in a village respond? What happens when the rest remain hostile? New Tribe's mission workers in Papua New Guinea are finding out. Some of the Seer people have come to Christ and are growing fast, but their community is doing their best to shame and undermine them. Would you pray for perseverance and a gospel breakthrough? And 150 young Christian leaders from all over North America were funneled into Madison, Wisconsin for a consultation. This first ever 3-day consultation by Lusan ran like a world missions conference and ended yesterday. Tom Lynn with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship explains why they put it on.
What we often see is generations missed. The younger leader voice sometimes is not heard as it could be.
Ultimately, it's for the advancement of Christ's message.
The Lusan movement's vision is to see the whole church bring the whole gospel to the whole world.
Pray young leaders will have an impact for God's kingdom. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.